Hello, and welcome to this ITSMF UK podcast series, which is all about the launch of the new global initiative, PRISM. In this podcast, which is number 2 of 2, we talk to Matthew Burrows, the president of the Institute of Service Management, and get his take on the launch of PRISM. Matthew, please do introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Matthew Burrows. I'm the current president of the Institute of Service Management. I'm also on the Global Steering Committee for PRISM.
So you have a twin view then. Why, with ISM already in place, do you want PRISM to launch now?
We've had ISM in place for quite some time, but it has tended to be a very UK-based organisation. And one of the challenges with working generally is that the people quite often are working in different territories, and they may work in multiple countries, or they work for multinational organisations. And there's a certain amount of ideal that we had in actually trying to have something that was internationally recognised, a single, standardised, global scheme for the whole of the IT service management industry.
Matthew, as this is a credentialing scheme, just how much under the spotlight will you put those looking to get accredited?
Well, I guess it would probably be useful to explain a little bit about a credentialing scheme, because there are sometimes some misconceptions. People might think it's a qualification. It's not a single qualification. The credentialing scheme is about taking into account, yes, somebody's qualifications in service management, but also their experience and their knowledge and how they apply that. PRISM aims to be a much more holistic view of that person's status and their position in the service management profession. So it will look at their qualifications, it will look at their experience, it will look at all of those different things, and then each of those gives them a certain score and they align to a particular credential level in PRISM.
So does that mean continuing professional development, or CPD, is part of this credential?
Yes, that's right. We're very much in the same way that in service management we have the idea of continual service improvement. Everything should continue to evolve and improve, and really it's exactly the same when you come down to individuals and their skill and experience level. Most people are expecting to develop new skills, gain new experience, and do that continual professional development. And PRISM gives a framework for recognising that and also assisting people in achieving the goals in their continual professional development plan.
I'm sure that framework will be very useful. PRISM has been running on a trial basis in the USA for some time now. Have you learned any lessons from this that will help when it's launched in EMEA?
Yeah, and several lessons really. We've got a lot of experience from the ISM over the years on what works and what doesn't work. And obviously having somebody from outside the US that could say, well, actually, there are some subtle differences. Some things are as simple as wording. Some things are really inputting that experience that we've got from the Institute of Service Management and saying, well, actually, we tried some of those things and we might need to tweak them. So there were some tweaks. There were some general sort of new thoughts that were useful to add in once they'd started working in the US. And also, the guys on the other side of it had the experience of running this credential scheme in anger, and they found that there were some improvements they could make. So some of the processes got tweaked, some of the approach, and there were some other qualifications and events that we wanted to take into account when looking at the structure of PRISM.
So, with PRISM coming over to EMEA from the States, how's that going to work? Is it a separate entity, or will you be working together?
Yeah, well, actually, it's being rolled out globally. The American was very much a pilot, American pilot. We have an organisation called ITSMF International, which is formed from all of the different ITSMF chapters. And really, the next stage of the rollout has been driven by ITSMF International and all of our contribution into that. So we have a lot of interest from a number of different chapters in EMEA, in Europe, Middle East and Africa. But we also have a lot of interest from the Asia-Pacific Rim area as well. So it just happens that I think the EMEA region will get running first because we're just closest with that and we've got a lot more chapters involved. But there is an expectation that later on in 2011 that things will get moving on in the Asia-Pac region and we'll end up with 3 regional PRISM institutes that will cover the whole globe.
With an internationally recognised credential?
Absolutely, yeah.
What's the process that people go through with PRISM?
Well, initially, there's a relatively simple form to fill in which explains personal details, you know, what your job is, you know, all of the normal details you'd expect on an application form. But accompanying that, you also provide some evidence of any qualifications or experience that you've got. So that application, once it's complete, then gets sent in, reviewed, and if there are any questions, they get dealt with. And then you get awarded the credential at the level that you meet in terms of your experience. It's probably worth pointing out that this is open to anyone in any stage of their career in service management. Starts off with people that are purely at the student level. So it might be somebody that's only just started in a service management type role, or maybe somebody that's just enrolled on a service management course. All the way through and supporting you through your career, right the way up through associate level, professional level, distinguished professional, and all the way up to fellow.
That sounds like a very clear structure. Thanks, Matthew, for taking the time to talk to us in this podcast. If PRISM is an initiative you would like to get involved with, you can get in touch by email on admin-amir@itsmf.co.uk or call us on +44 118 918 6500. Thanks very much for listening.
ITSMF UK are the founding chapter of the IT Service Management Forum, which is the independent and internationally recognised forum for IT service management professionals. For more information, visit www.itsmf.co.uk.
This audio was mixed by Earful Productions.